right now there's about 900 all-electric vehicles in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and the program that we're here in Greenfield kicking off today has a goal of increasing that by about a third, so adding another 300 vehicles. So we do think that it is a new technology. It is one that is just starting out. There are obviously price point concerns that some consumers have, which is why we do have an incentive grant program that's starting. And we also have the issue of it needs to be convenient, which means there needs to be an infrastructure in place for people to be able to charge their vehicle, not only while it's home, but while it's at work or, you know, other large spots that would be convenient for the consumer to be able to charge their vehicle. So we really believe that with the incentives in place and by helping to grow out the infrastructure that we can see a significant increase in the number of electric and hybrid electric vehicles in Massachusetts.
So is this grant program, is this targeting communities? Obviously, Greenfield is a more rural community. Is this really going after cities and towns that might face more challenges to adapting something like more electric vehicles?
Well, this is a program that is run in cooperation with both the Department of Environmental Protection and the Department of Energy Resources and the Green Communities Program, which recognizes communities across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that are green communities and have elected to become green communities. And Greenfield, in fact, was one of the first green communities that we had. So when we're growing out the program, we are looking to grow it out across the Commonwealth, but we are looking certainly for areas where there's critical mass in terms of people that will be able to use the technology in terms of how far these vehicles will actually travel on a single charge. So there certainly has been, you know, growth in the Boston area and the I-91 corridor area, Springfield and the Holyoke, so the more urban centers. But there is a critical mass in Greenfield, and there is an appetite and a market for it. So we've recognized that through the grant program and look to work with our green communities to be able to encourage the growth of electric vehicles.
So with the grant program itself, do municipalities first apply for this? And then what are their options once they receive funding?
It is something that right now we are running through the municipalities. So there is a grant process that they would apply for. And it really does two things. It incentivizes the community by basically covering the difference in price, if you will, between an electric vehicle or electric hybrid vehicle and a standard fossil fuel vehicle. Understanding and recognizing that there is a price differential there, this program would look to cover it and make it more affordable on the front end for communities. But it is also building out the infrastructure, and in particular the charging stations that are necessary, obviously, to recharge these vehicles during the course of the day while they're in use. So we work closely with the Greenfield community officials in this particular case to locate it down at Energy Park, which is a well-utilized part of town that has some critical mass in terms of the neighborhood around it, and for convenience of the consumer, but also also visibility and an opportunity to lead and encourage and start to have the discussion so that when people are replacing their vehicles or buying a new vehicle, they at least consider and weigh the pros and the cons of electric or electric hybrid vehicles.
And hybrid and electric vehicles, how do they play into Massachusetts meeting its clean energy goals?
They absolutely are an important part of reaching our target. As you know, Governor Patrick set the most aggressive standard in the country when he challenged us to reach a goal of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions in Massachusetts by 25% by the year 2020. Right now, transportation accounts for about a third of the greenhouse gas emissions in Massachusetts. So reducing those emissions within the transportation sector is vital to be able to reach our goal of 25% reduction by 2020, 80% reduction by 2050. And certainly electric vehicles and hybrid electric vehicles are going to be a significant part of that. And we understand that, you know, certainly price becomes an issue for consumers, but also if they're going to purchase these vehicles, there has to be the infrastructure in place to be able to charge them and use them appropriately. So we are doing building out that infrastructure at the same time. But without a doubt, the electrical vehicles and the hybrid vehicles are an important part of the strategy moving forward.